السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله رب العالمين أحمده سبحانه وأستعينه وأتوب إليه وأستغفره وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا وحبيبنا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة والتسليم هو رسول الله وخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارِك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وعلى صحبه وعلى من اتبع رسالته بإحسانٍ إلى يوم الدين I bear witness that there is no other God but Allah سبحانه وتعالى الحي القيوم the everlasting standing operating his dominion Who has sent the messengers of Allah to save humanity from the darkness of ignorance to the guidance of His wisdom. And I bear witness that Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, is the final and the seal messenger of Allah. May Allah send peace and blessings to his soul and to the souls of his wives and to the souls of his descendants and to the souls of his companions and to the souls of the believers who would follow his message until the day of judgment. Amen. My khutbah today, brothers and sisters in Islam, is about a call. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling us. We usually call him all times. But in the Holy Quran, he called us. And he said, Ya ayyuhal insan, O you human being. And he said that in 66 times in the Holy Quran. Ya ayyuhal insan, in about 64 ayah. And he, every time he would say, Ya ayyuhal insan, O you human being, he would always remind us. To do good, I have created you to be happy and to be good in this life. So you would enjoy it. And I promise that I will also reward you in the hereafter by an everlasting life. Every time he would say, Ya ayyuhal insan, full of mercy, full of promise of his mercy and good life in here in the lower life, al-ayat al-dunya, and there the better life, the everlasting one. In Surah Al-Alaq, chapter 96 of the Holy Quran, the first five ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق. Recite, read in the name of your Lord who has created. خلق الإنسان من علق. He has created the human being out of a little bit of flesh, like a leech sticking to his or her mother's womb. اقرأ وربك الأكرم. Recite and read, and your Lord is the most generous. الذي علم بالقلم. Who has taught human beings, who has taught you to write with the pen. علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. He has taught the human being what he or she has never knew or has never known before. And in Surah Al-Insan, there is a surah, there is a chapter in the Holy Quran titled Al-Insan, the human being, as a way of honoring his creation. As we are the most sophisticated, or among the most sophisticated of his creation on earth. And he says, these are ayat 1 to 5 also of Surah Al-Insan, chapter 76 of the Holy Quran. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هل أتى على الإنسان حين من الدهر لم يكن شيئا مذكورا. Doesn't the human being know that there was a time when he or she was nothing mentioned? إِنَّا خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ أَمْشَاجٍ نَبْتَلِيهِ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. Always reminding us of our origin. We have created the human being of a little bit of piece of flesh, the union of the sperm with the egg. And all this creation, نَبْتَلِيهِ, to try him, to try her. And we gave him or her his sight and hearing. Sight to see things and hearing to hear and then to act accordingly. إِنَّا هَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلَ إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. We have also provided him with a software of morality that yes, you can see, yes, you can hear, but you have to think. Then you make a decision. What kind of decision is it? إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. If he realizes the favors of his Lord, the Creator, he will be thankful. And that would be great. That will give you peace of mind in this life and reward in the hereafter. Then the opposite. There is also a possibility for a human being not to be grateful. And what we hear usually is that all my power, I made it by myself. All my wealth, I made it by myself. Everything I have achieved is just me who done that. And therefore, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, they don't admit that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them the way to think, the way to choose. They forget that. And they become, as he described, kafura, rejecting the favor of Allah. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. In that case, he says in the fourth verse, إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ سَلَاسِلَ وَأَغْلَالًا وَسَعِيرًا. And for those who reject the favors, who do not recognize what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them, and he has prepared for them سلاسل وأغلالا وسعيرة. Chains and ties on their necks, and they will be pulled in chains to the سعير, to the hellfire والعياذ بالله. However, those who are thankful, those who are grateful, those who admit that yes, we work, we have to work, we have to be creative, we have to do our best. However, still we have to admit that without His blessings, praise to Him, we would not be achieving what we have achieved. And therefore, He said, for those who admit, إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ يَشْرَبُونَ مِنْ كَأْسٍ كَانَ مِزَاجُهَا كَافُورًا. For those abrar, those the righteous ones who admit the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be rewarded paradise in the hereafter, and in which there are rivers of great tasty water that tastes the best kafur, best of taste and best of smelling. In Surah Al-Infitar, this is chapter 82 of the Holy Quran, verses 6 to 8. Allah Azza wa Jal says, يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانُ مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ الَّذِي خَلَقَكَ فَسَوَّاكَ فَعَدَلَكَ فِي أَيِّ صُورَةٍ مَا شَاءَ رَكَّبَكَ. This is the direct call. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calling us. يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانُ, oh you human being, مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ, who has deceived you about your generous Lord, the Creator? And the word غَرَّكَ is mentioned in the Holy Quran as a root verb for الغرور, الشيطان عليه لعنة الله. So it's like, it's a question, but it's a rhetorical question. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the answer. In other words, He is saying, oh you human being, why do you allow yourself to be deceived by shaitan? And you reject the faith in your generous Lord. What did this generous Lord do to you? الَّذِي خَلَقَكَ فَسَوَّاكَ فَعَدَلَكَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is listing to us stages of our creation from one stage to another. Starting with خَلَقَكَ. And we share this with all creation, the beginning of Allah. Allah is الْحَيُّ الْقَيُّومُ. الْحَيُّ means the one who is living and will never die and doesn't die. And He gave us life. He gave all creation life. However, some life was perfected, were done better. He fashioned it better, فَسَوَّاكَ. And also, we share this with a lot of God's creation. فَعَدَلَكَ. And this one, we are unique and we are different from all of His creation on earth. عَدَلَكَ means straightened you up. And the explanation, walking on two, so you can see Allah, so you can understand Allah, and consequently you use what Allah has given you, the ability to decide, and therefore logically you should be a believer, thankful, grateful. Then the fourth stage, في أي صورة ما شاء ركبك. Then after your creation, your fashioning, your walking into, He has given you a photo, an image, a picture that represents all the history of humanity. And in our time, we know about the DNA, that we share a lot with all God's creation. But as human beings, we share all the way to Adam, like the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said. And it's just Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever He wishes, then these characteristics would appear here for somebody, for there, or somebody else. Just reminding us about all this in very brief, in just two ayat, the history of our humanity, and therefore the importance of Ya Ayyuhal Insan, O you human being, don't be arrogant on me. Look what I did. Who are you to be arrogant? In Surah Al-Inshiqaq, this is chapter 84 of the Holy Quran, verses 7 to 15, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الإنسان إنك كادح إلى ربك كدحا فملاقيه. O you human being, you are coming very fast to your Lord, your generous Lord, and you will meet with him. And we think of our life as very long. It's very short. Particularly when we start thinking about it, a whole lot of people on earth, they just waking up in the morning, going to work very quickly, until it is night, they are tired, and they sleep, and the following day, waking up and going quickly. Nothing wrong with that. But they don't think about it. If we think about it, it's very short. And whatever we do, we are expediting. We are really decreasing our life every day. And what? How long would we live? The average person from middle classes and upper classes in the world, 90s. Rarely anybody would exceed 100. There would be just the newspapers and magazines and news agencies would be showing them. Very few around the world. And working classes would be dying even in the 60s or 50s. That's if there is no accident or a disease. So, whatever we do, we are going to meet with our Creator, with our deeds. Then, He will show us what we have done in this very short life. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا. Then, people would be two groups, two major groups. One group, the lucky ones, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among them. We will get our books in our right hand. The angels will give you, as a believer, your book in your right hand. And your reckoning will be yasira, hisaban yasira. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam explained it as very little, very short, quickly. متجاوز عنه. Actually, they would not even talk to you, inshallah. And the result, وَيَنْقَلِبُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا. Then your family, your immediate family, your spouse, your children who were done before you, for example. And you're also your believer family, inshallah, our community. We will be waiting for each other, inshallah. Who has come, who hasn't come, we are waiting for him, for her, inshallah. And that lucky mu'min will be going back to his family, immediate family and larger family, happy, masroora. And what kind of happiness. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ وَرَاءَ ظَهْرِهِ فَسَوْفَ يَدْعُو ثُبُورًا وَيَصْلَى سَعِيرًا. Then the other group, whoever will be given their books, their records of their deeds behind their back, the angels will take their left hand and put it by force behind their back. They don't want to give them even from the front. What happens to these? فَسَوْفَ يَدْعُو ثُبُورًا. They will be saying, oh my God, I am facing my destruction. I am losing. Now you realize you are losing, you should have realized that during the test, during this life. وَيَصْلَى سَعِيرًا, his destination is the hellfire. إِنَّهُ كَانَ فِي أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا. During the lower life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes this world as الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. Dunya means lower. It's a lower type of life. And those people who would take their books from behind their back, during their lower life on earth, they were arrogant. They are happy about what they are doing and not thinking about the ultimate destination, the consequences of what they are doing. And therefore, the ultimate destination is the hellfire. إِنَّهُ ظَنَّ أَلَّا يَحُورَ. He thought he will never, she thought she will never be back. This is be back to their creator, be back in the hereafter. Those are the people who do not believe in the hereafter. They are happy about what they are doing in this lower life, but they will go there and they will meet their creator, like the first ayah said. بلى إن ربه كان به بصيرا. بلى, yes, he will be back. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has always been mindful, seeing what he or she has been doing in this lower life. For brothers and sisters who joined us before I started, the khutbah is about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calling us. Usually we call him في الدعاء. اللهم اغفر لنا, اللهم ارحمنا. He also calls us, يا أيها الإنسان, oh you human being, remember what I did for you. Remember to be good to yourself, to your family, to your community, to the world. This is what I want from you. I want you to be happy. And if you are, I'll make you happy forever. That's every time he says, Ya ayyuhal insan. In Surah Al-Adiyat, chapter 100, verses 6 to 8, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الإنسان لربه لكنود وإنه على ذلك لشهيد وإنه لحب الخير لشديد. صدق الله العظيم. Allah says, one characteristic of the human being, if he is not a believer, if he is not mindful of his God, he would be kanood. Kanood means jahood wa kafoor, a person who denies the favor. Even us, when we deal with each other, we really like it that you do something good to somebody, let them say thank you. Why don't you say thank you? What about you are created? What about all the blessings from him, praise to him? So he said, the human being has a tendency to be kanood, to be rejecting of God's favor, rejecting or denying God's favor. And one explanation also, the interpreters, especially Ibn Kathir, may Allah be pleased with him, he said, there are even among the believers people who would, when there are good things, they talk about them and they are happy. When there are bad things happening to them, all what they think is about the bad thing only, as if all his life was bad. If a person is sick, why, my Lord, why are you making me sick? If I am poor, why, my Lord, making me poor? And they live in like umbrella, like in a container, thinking that the whole life is bad. And they forget that there are so many other things he or she is enjoying. If you have one area of your life that's not working, think about the too many areas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with. Or if a person only thinks about bad things, some interpreters said he or she is kanud, meaning you are not thinking about God's blessing. You should think about it also. Think about the bad time or bad effect as a test. And it's really great blessings if you pass the test. وَإِنَّهُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ لَشَهِيدٌ أي أنه he will be his own witness in the day of judgment. وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلَهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. And he himself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't need a lot of ways to do to convince you. You yourself, you will be saying what you did. And if the mouth cannot say it, the other organs will say it. Shaheed means eyewitness. وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبُّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ الْخَيْرِ in this case, the interpreters said, it is wealth. We have a tendency to love wealth, to love money. We cannot deny that. In itself, it's not wrong. But how we get it is important. And how we spend it is important. So it's not the wealth itself by itself. It's like the car, it's like the electricity. In itself, nothing wrong with the car. But if people are driving very fast, they may kill themselves, they may kill others. It becomes a weapon. Electricity gives us light, but it can also kill. Electric shock. And wealth is the same thing. How we earn it and how we spend it is what's important. In Surah Maryam, chapter 19, verses 66 and 67, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَقُولُ الْإِنسَانُ إِذَا مَا مِتُّ لَسَوْفَ أُخْرَجُ حَيًّا أَوَلَا يَذَّكَّرُ الْإِنسَانُ أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَلَمْ يَكُ شَيْئًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about those who deny the day of judgment, deny resurrection, deny the ability of Allah Azza wa Jal to resurrect us. And we humans in this lower life, we copy creatures, actually, cloning. It happened, cloning animals. If we can do it, how about Allah Azza wa Jal? So, for those who say or who question, how can I be resurrected after my death? He's telling them, أَوَلَا يَذَّكَّرُ الْإِنسَانُ أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَلَمْ يَكُ شَيْئًا. Doesn't he think that we have created him and he was nothing? Actually, before the sperm and the egg unite, there was no existence, actually. So whoever allowed this to happen can create you. And in the past I said something about archaeology. Archaeologists agree that there was time the human being was extinct. There was a period. There was no lake until this today. And this is my personal interpretation of this ayah, that one time there were human beings before, there were human beings after, and there was one period in between. Where was the human being? What? Whoever created him first, resurrected him, cloned him again. That's the answer. In Surah Az-Zumar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانُ ضُرٌّ دَعَانَا ثُمَّ إِذَا خَوَّلْنَاهُ نِعْمَةً مِنَّا قَالْ إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَى عِلْمٍ بَلْ هِيَ فِتْنَةٌ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. صدق الله العظيم. Allah says, it's a statement, it's a description from the Creator, and advice. When a human being is touched with some mishap, misfortune, disease, loss of wealth, loss of a job, anything that makes your life a little bit hard. There is a group of people who would go, the mu'min, and we go and asking Allah, please Allah, remove this in our dua every time. Forgive us and heal the patients and bring back the absent people and remove this evil that's happening to us. That's really the right thing to do. And he promised, if it is sincere, he will answer your call. And he said, when they call us and we give them what they want, then they forget. Like the famous story, I told it in the Eid prayer about the people with the three problems, and two of them, they said, I made my wealth on my own. Only the third said, recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, you have not gotten everything on your own. There is community, there is family, there are other people who contributed to your success, whatever the success is, whether it is family, job, power, wealth, whatever. And he says, بَلْ هِيَ فِتْنَةٌ. Whatever you are given is fitna, ordeal, trial, to see what are you going to do. وَلَكِنْ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. وَلَكِنْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But most of them don't know. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who observe what he has told us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who admit and recognize the great blessings of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among the believers who read the Quran, understand it, and use it. And ask Allah, he is very close answering your call. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم المرسلين. In several آيات الله سبحانه وتعالى says فذرني أي دعني. الله سبحانه وتعالى when he says all what I mentioned, then those who still deny his favors and reject what he has given us. Then he said, okay, leave them for me. So you educate, you spread the word among your family members, among your friends, first inside your mind. Then whatever other people still they don't want to listen, well, let Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deal with them. In several ayat actually. In one of them, in Al-Muzzammil, this is verse 11. وَذَرْنِي وَالْمُكَذِّبِينَ أُولِي النِّعْمَةِ وَمَهِّلْهُمْ قَلِيلًا. Let me handle, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who saying this is a lie, those who do not believe in the Day of Judgment, although they have ni'mah, they have favors, and we just delay dealing with them. And in Al-Qalam, فَذَرْنِي وَمَنْ يُكَذِّبُ بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ. Also, let me alone with those who do not believe in what we are telling you. And in Surah Al-Muddathir, ذَرْنِي وَمَنْ خَلَقْتُ وَحِيدًا. And let me alone handle the ones, the human being that I have created by myself. In another interpretation, he was alone when he came to this world. So, you do your best, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do the rest. I'd like to close with hadith narrated by Abu Huraira, one of the companions of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He said, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول الله أنا عند ظن عبدي بي وأنا معه إذا ذكرني فإن ذكرني في نفسه ذكرته في نفسي وإن ذكرني في ملأ ذكرته في ملأ خير منهم وإن تقرب إلي شبرا تقربت إليه ذراعا وإن تقرب إلي ذراعا تقربت إليه باعا وإن أتاني ماشي وإن أتاني يمشي أتيته هرولة أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. In this beautiful, wonderful hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I should be on the best thinking of my worshipper. You should not doubt me. If you mention me in yourself, I mention you in myself. So you are equal in that. And if you mention me in a number, among a number of people, that's here, family members, friends, when we visit each other, we should be involved in talking about good talk, not gossip, not wasting our time in things bad. So if you mention me, he says, in a community of people, I will mention you also among the community, the closest to me. And if you come close to me like this, like a handful length, I'll come to you like a bow. And if you can come to me walking, I'll come to you running. It's like challenging us to be as best as we can, as good as we can. Allahumma ighfir lil muslimin wal muslimat والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات رب العالمين. اللهم لا تدع لنا في هذا اليوم العظيم ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا دينا إلا سددته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا غائبا إلا رددته ولا حاجة إلا قضيتها لنا يا كريم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
استقيموا واعتدلوا واكملوا الصفوف. Straighten the line and complete them. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
آمين.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. لإيلاف قريش إيلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف، فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام.